This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, and it's time for What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we are very grateful. If there was a particular highlight for you from last night's first evening of the Republican National Convention, text me or call me, and we will play a clip because there's so many to pick from, I really can't quite decide. We're going to speak with one of those individuals that was speaking last night, the woman from Montana. The coffee shop owner, her and her husband, very challenged right after COVID, and it shut down their business. They thought they were going to lose the business, and PPP brought them back off the mat. Remember that little talk? We're going to play that one because we're going to chat with her a little later on in the program. But there's so many. There's so many. Tim Scott just devastated the president, or rather devastated Biden, the presidential candidate Biden, on his record on race. I mean, just disseminated him. Herschel Walker was fantastic. You know, I don't think of Herschel Walker as, you know, a political kind of speaker. And he really said, hey, look, I'm just, you know, man of faith and important to me. That's why I'm for Donald Trump. Anyway, he was good. Whoever, John Voight did the opening video, America. He voiced that very, very, very good. The only one I thought was a little odd was Kimberly Guilfoyle. What was that about?
She was a little, pumped up. She was excited. I think a little over the top, but
normally not her style, right? I mean, she's normally not.
I'm sure there's passion. There's some, you know, anger a little bit in there. Some conviction. All of it came and
yeah. All right. Yeah. I like Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I do too.
I think she's done a good job for the campaign.
But you're right. That was a little out of character.
Works hard, but it was a little weird. I just didn't understand. I love the McCloskeys. This couple from St. Louis. To me, there. If you need to look at any difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, between Biden and Trump in this race, look at their story. A couple renovating a home in St. Louis. Obviously concerned after all that work that this unrest in the neighborhood is going to lead to somebody doing damage to their home. So they're keeping an eye on it. And all this mob of protesters comes up. They tore down a fence, destroyed a fence, shouting all kinds of things. And what did the homeowners do? They're protecting their domicile. They came out with weapons.
Show of force.
And they said, leave. Leave. Didn't fire the weapons. They said, leave. Get out of here. Guess what? The homeowners get arrested. The homeowners get charged. Nobody from the mob is charged. You can't make that up, folks.
Welcome to St. Louis. Have a nice day.
You can't make that up. And, again, from everything we've heard, that's a peaceful protest. You bust out a fence, that's a peaceful protest, according to Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah, Portland, all peaceful.
Very peaceful.
A lot of love and hugging and kumbaya.
Same with Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And Wisconsin, help me understand this. I just don't. First of all, you know, the amount of people that rush to judgment on these things before you have any idea, and it happened with George Floyd. If the entire George Floyd video had been put out, I don't know that we would have had the unrest in Minneapolis we had. It was done on purpose. It was used as a contagion to, you know, light the match and get. This is the game, folks. This is Black Lives Matter playbook. So they give you a snippet of the video. All you see is the officer with his knee on the neck. And then you see the thing from the beginning, and you see George Floyd not following any direction from anybody in law enforcement. You see a man clearly under the influence of some very bad drugs. You see him complaining about not being able to breathe before he's on the ground. All right? Why don't we see all of it? I won't say the same thing here.
It looks, would it matter?
It looks weird.
Would it matter, though, really?
To who?
To the mob.
I don't know.
I mean, if they let it go, still ended up, he died. The hands of a police officer.
Well, he didn't die. I mean,
none of the facts about this kid in Kenosha come out either. I mean, warrant out for him.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't comply. Going for his vehicle. Reaching in. What?
Yeah, you just can't. I mean, if you put yourself in the shoes of law enforcement, I always do in these cases. You know, it looks, it's easy after the fact to say, well, he's just going to his car. Just let him go to his car. You know, was,
come on.
Yeah, well, yeah, to grab the gun on the seat of the car, in the glove box. You don't know. The law enforcement officer, you don't know.
This guy, I mean,
and again,
they must want to get shot.
There's one way not to get shot.
Yeah?
There's one way not to get shot by a law enforcement officer. Follow their instructions.
Comply. Simple.
Follow their instructions, and whatever wrong you think has been committed, tell it to the judge. Tell it to the world moments after. But boy, oh boy, they happen, and then... But here's what I don't understand, and I know maybe I'm crazy. Maybe somebody can help me figure this out. All right, we saw what we saw with the Wisconsin officer. We saw what we saw with George Floyd, these other cases. We understand what happens. In the eyes of, you know, the protesters, a law enforcement officer has wrongly killed a black person. What in the world is rational about taking that information and then go and breaking things and burning down businesses and looting? How do those connect? How do those connect? Why does that make any sense at all? To me, you've lost all ability to be in the conversation about how to make it better when you do stuff like that. I just don't get it. So anyway, a couple things on my mind. I want to find out what's on yours at 800-228-0550. I want to say one other quick thing, too, about something completely unrelated, but there's been a big buzz in Bismarck about the Costco coming to town. And Costco is, you know, like a Sam's Club. And, you know, stores, towns like Fargo and Bismarck have a Sam's Club, so then, you know, Costco is, you know, another choice. But it's basically the same thing. I can't tell the difference between Costco and Sam's Club, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I love Costco much better.
Why? What's the difference?
Employee-owned. The people there are much nicer. From my experience with both of them, I love Costco.
All right, but yeah.
If I have to pick a big box store.
Yeah, people like... But here's my deal. You know, I don't love any corporate-owned ginormous entity that comes in and competes with the... it's America, so if you want to shop there, that's fine. But I would just, for everybody that is all a Twitter, for lack of a better term, and all excited about Costco coming to town, remember, you've got a whole lot of local businesses that have employed hundreds and hundreds of people over the years that buy homes, that contribute to the community, the money stays here. Just remember them. Just remember them, too. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I don't begrudge anybody coming in. Costco, by the way, big Obama donors. They're lefties. You know, I tend to take that into consideration when I'm going to a store where the Waltons are a little more on the conservative side. Mm-hmm. But it's America. I don't care where you shop. I really don't. I just say, you know, remember the hardware store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember,
amen.
Remember the local grocery store. Remember the corner store. Those are... your neighbors, and we'll be your neighbors forever. Todd and Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Todd.
Isn't it amazing how people don't comply when it comes to the cops, but we're supposed to comply with the stupid mask? Just amazing.
You know, it's a thought that hadn't crossed my mind, but you're right. Yeah. A little odd, isn't it?
It is in my mind.
Yeah. And
thank you.
I don't think there's anything more basic than following the instructions of a law enforcement officer. It will keep you alive. It will keep you alive. Jay and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just, oddball thing. I, white guy, I married a white gal. We had white kids. None of that has anything to do with anything other than the fact that you hear a lot of these guys say you don't know what it's like to live in the city and be black and, you know, what we have to tell our kids. When my kids started driving, the first thing I told them is, okay, you ever get pulled over, you have your license, your registration, and your insurance card out by the time the cop gets to the car. Doesn't matter if it's HP local or sheriff. And then you keep your, you roll down your window, you have your hands on the steering wheel with all the information in your hand. Whatever you think of the cop that pulls you over or whatever the situation is, whether you did something right, wrong, whatever, you shut up. You say yes, sir, no, sir, or if it's a lady, yes, ma'am, whatever. And you do exactly whatever they tell you. If there's a problem, you tell me when you get home. We'll deal with it at that time. But you shut up and you do whatever they tell you. And you have your hands on the steering wheel at all times.
No, and that, you know, right. You're saying white parent tells white child those basic simple things, and white, black, red, yellow, whatever. Very good advice. Very good advice. I do the same thing to this day. Absolutely. Because I feel bad for them. I can't imagine approaching a car not knowing what you're going to find. I want to make sure they know, hey, nothing to worry about here. Thanks, Jay. Good point. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim from NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I love America. So do you. I like crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to NDFlagpoleGuy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Watch him treat janitors, security guards, and waiters the same way he would treat a VIP. He made them feel special because he knew they were. He understands that they are the people who make this country run. He told me, Herschel, make an effort to get to know people. Remember their names. That stuck with me. It hurt my soul to hear the terrible names that people call Donald. The worst one is racist. I take it as a personal insult that people would think I've had a 37-year friendship with a racist. I pray every night that God gives him more time. Give him 4 more years. He's my president.
and I'm blessed to call him friend.
Wow, that's Herschel Walker. Love that line. You think I've been friends with a guy for 37 years who's a racist?
Exactly.
Herschel Walker?
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, it just destroys the left's arguments. It's fantastic.
So did Tim Scott, so will Ben Carson, so will all the men of color that actually see the truth.
Yeah, you know, I think I've told the story a few times on the air, but my wife, one time we were at Trump Tower with a group of listeners.
I told that story this morning.
Did you?
On the local show.
Yeah,
yep.
Out in New York City. She just said, this was early in the presidential campaign. She was, you know, she was for Trump, but she wanted to just check her gut. So she went to talk to every single restaurant worker in the buffet. They have like a little buffet there down below in the Trump Tower. And majority of them are minorities, but probably a dozen or more, maybe. Yeah, they're like 14, 15 folks. And went to every one of them separately and said, hey, I've just got to ask you, I like President Trump, but I want to know, I mean, how does he treat you? And the stories she got were incredible. Knows my kids, remembers their names, their birthdays, couldn't be kinder, you know. It was really interesting. It really was. And I've had the pleasure of seeing Donald Trump not on the stage, but rather behind the scenes with the different folks. And he's deferential is the word I use. He's just very, very, he's more concerned about you than him. And Steve Moore, frequent guest of ours, great economist, has worked for, as he told us, hundreds of politicians. And he said 99.9% of them are complete and total jerks in private, and all nice and fakey in public. He said Donald Trump's the exact opposite. He's super nice in person and a brawler and tough on the stage. So anyway, it's fun when some of that stuff breaks through a little bit. If you have a highlight from last night, we'd love to play it. We're going to talk with one of the speakers from last night, a businesswoman from Montana, coming up in a little bit, and more today on the program. 800-228-0550. I'll get to some of your texts in a moment here. 701-367-2054 to text me, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part today by Dak Diesel. You know, it can be difficult to get what you need to get done when your main equipment isn't working, your diesel truck or tractor is out of commission, right? Instead of taking your vehicle to a regular auto shop for repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel, number one, and number two, is going to keep you back on the road a lot longer than anybody else. You can count on the expertise of the mechanics at Dak Diesel in Bismarck to get your diesel back up in no time. CJ grew up in the auto repair trade, and all he did was work on diesel vehicle repair. So he got 20-plus years of experience in every job that he brings. Call him at 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or online at DakDiesel.com. All right, Todd, I want to ask you something. I talked about at the top of the show. I know you joined a little late today, busy guy as you always are. There seems to be like this, people are freaking out about Costco coming to Bismarck, like this iconic, ginormous, I mean, the Super Bowl is coming to Bismarck kind of thing. I'm perplexed by that a little bit. I get
the same reaction when Sam's got here, and then about 5 minutes after they were open, it's like, yeah, okay, what's next?
So you think it's just that hey, we got one now, and we don't have to go somewhere else to go to the store?
Exciting breaking retail news, because I literally just minutes ago got the email from Kirkwood Mall that they are finally going to start construction on Chick-fil-A.
Oh, how about that?
So
yeah.
now that'll end up being the focus.
That'll be the next freak out.
Which is fine, you know.
I have nothing against Costco in the sense that they are, you know, an innovative company. They sell their things. People like to go there, you know, whatever. I remember the first time I walked in, I was like, yeah, well, it looks like a Sam's Club to me. But anyway, you know, people like it. Great. But don't forget, look, does Costco advertise in this program? I don't think they do.
Does
Sam's Club advertise in this program? I don't think they do.
No, but not you know that, but they kind of came here hoping to get a whole bunch of free time when they weren't spending any money. Meanwhile, we've got folks who are spending a lot of money to advertise that aren't coming expecting a bunch of free stuff in return. So
yeah.
Who do you think I'm going to favor?
Exactly. So,
I mean, Costco's membership is what, 20 bucks more than Sam's, and I wasn't using that one and got rid of it, so why would I pick up one when I got rid of one that was less expensive?
I'm trying to be less harsh on Costco and more pro local, but you get the point.
Right.
I mean, just remember the people that actually make this program go, make this station go, and, you know, make the communities go and give back over and over and over again. Marty on Highway 2, let's get you in here. What's on your mind? Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on George Floyd. I'm convinced that when he got pulled over or when the cops rolled up on him, that any drugs he had on him, he took. And with knowing he was going to get arrested, that he had an elevated heart rate, and that I think he OD'd. So by the time they got him in the back of the car, he was OD'ing really bad and couldn't breathe.
Yeah, now why in the world the bonehead cop decides to put his knee on the neck, I have no idea. It's stupid, but I agree with you. There are all kinds of other circumstances. What's missing is context, and it's...
Wait.
Ask yourself why the people that were videoing every second only showed you the seconds they did, not the entire incident where he was refusing to listen to the cops. He was refusing arrest. He was fighting all of that. Yeah, because it serves their purposes, right?
Shock and can... video. Shock video.
That's... Yeah. And
thanks,
I...
Love
yeah, thank
show.
You. Appreciate that, Marty. I want to know what the shock video part of Wisconsin was myself. There's more to come there. I don't doubt that one bit. All right, let's see what we got for text. I want to get to those before we run out of time in this segment. The worst part about last night's RNC program was the shameful rant by Donna Brazile. She went off topic and started in about 400 years of slavery. She did the same thing this morning with Brian Kilmeade and Tammy Bruce. It's obvious her agenda is to talk about black suppression because Joe needs the black vote. What she's doing on Fox News Channel is beyond me.
I was just going to ask
hey,
that.
Man.
Fox,
Fox News Channel is trying to, I don't know, be loved by the mainstream media or something. And it's you know what? In my mind, it's opening up an opportunity for other folks. And they had less coverage last night of the Republican National Committee than CNN did. Wrap your mind around that. Wrap
True.
Your mind around that. Love the McCloskeys talking about the Second Amendment, self-defense, and how the Democrats are Marxist. We're going to play a little of that coming up here on the program. Why don't the mop us people stop this lawlessness? By marching down every street of America to show we're fed up. We need to grow some cojones and show our grit that rebuilt after World War II. Enough is enough. All right. I think that was meant to say, like, those of us that are sort of just go about our daily lives and do what we do and all of that. Texter says, Bismarck retail options have been decimated over the last 5 years. Herberger's, Dress Barn, closed. And, yes, we have boutique shopping, but it's been more closing than opening in our retail area. We're not Fargo. We do not have all the options Fargo has, so when a big box store comes to town, we get excited. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first of 4 nights of celebrating the Republican Party and its nominee, President Trump, for re-election in the record books now. Among several speakers, former football star Herschel Walker took offense about anyone suggesting that President Trump is a racist.
He shows how much he cares about social justice in the black community through his actions.
and his action speaks louder than stickers or slogans on a jersey.
Officials say fire conditions in Northern California could get a lot worse today. Already not good, with hundreds of fires breaking out in recent days. The region will be seeing temperatures now in the 90s, erratic winds of up to 65 miles an hour, and thunderstorms that could produce more dry lightning, especially early today. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by MyPillow. You talk about a business that shares your values. Did you see Mike Lindell leading the charge for the Minnesota delegation at yesterday's roll call for the Republican National Convention?
I knew he was there because I saw Trandum get a picture with him.
My favorite part was, yeah. The roll call wraps up and then everybody mobs Mike Lindell for a picture. Oh, yeah, he's the best. He is the absolute best. Anyway, Mike Lindell's also the inventor of MyPillow. In addition to being 100% behind Donald Trump. And he wasn't much of a political guy before Donald Trump. Donald Trump called him and said, I'd like to meet you. I want to know why you wear the cross on your neck. Remember, he told us that story right here on the air a few days after he met with the president for the very first time. So it's pretty cool. What's also cool is the great products they have. I have some beach blankets and beach towels we're going to be giving away here soon. I brought in the other day, and I'm just amazed at the color. I mean, they're just sharp. 100% Giza Egyptian cotton, very durable, but great for beach, pool, bath, machine washable and dryable. They're great. The mattress topper is great. The mattress topper is the raised right now because of this incredible deal. 30% off and two free standard My Pillows go with it as well. So a good time to call. That deal won't last much longer. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. All right. Next up on the program, we get the wonderful experience of talking with one of the individuals that was part of the Republican National Convention lineup last night. I watched her speech. I heard her story. I loved it. And Tanya Weinreich is here. She and her husband own a coffee shop in Montana. And it's fun to talk to a neighboring Montanan from North Dakota and Minnesota and South Dakota today. Tanya, how are you?
Very good. Thank you.
So I got to start with the what was it like stuff. I mean, that's quite the star-studded all-star lineup yesterday. And I honestly love stories like yours, people I'd never heard of before, that I got a chance to hear a little bit about them and how the president's policies have impacted them. But I would imagine it had to be a little unnerving for you being amongst that star-studded lineup, huh?
Yes, absolutely. But it just reinforces my support of Donald Trump and our leadership currently, that they care to hear about how a girl in Montana is doing with her coffee business. So I'm such a fan. It was a great experience.
Yeah, that is wonderful. I bet it was. And were you nervous at all, or was it a piece of cake?
You know, it wasn't too bad. I definitely prayed first, had a little bit of faith, and for some reason, I completed it in one take too. I thought that we would refilm it, but they were happy with the first time I went through the speech, so that was pretty cool.
That is good. Now, you and your husband own a coffee shop that you bought when you were 19, right?
Well, sort of. So the company that we own was founded in 1994. My mom started a coffee company in 1996. I was a teenager. And then I purchased that from her in 2001, and I was 19. So I'm almost 39. 20 years later, I ended up buying this coffee company with my husband 7 years ago. But I've been self-employed my whole life, and I guess that's what I am just so supportive of with our freedoms and our opportunities. I have two boys, and I'd really be sad if our country took a turn, because I've been so blessed to have some great opportunities. I was born in Minnesota, actually, so I've driven through North Dakota a lot, and my husband's family is from North Dakota, so just south of Beats, the Galva area. They are in the ranching business, so you know, definitely we'd like to see this leadership continue.
Yeah, that's great. I have a text here from a listener who says, I'm on vacation in western Montana, have been for the last few days, and there's nothing but Trump signs wherever you go. So that's a good sign. Are you seeing that too?
Yes, and also a lot of negativity. I can't tell you how many negative emails and phone calls and messages that I've received from that are like too horrible to even repeat. So there's definitely a lot of negativity that comes along with this. And I did a TV commercial with our Senator Daines in support of his race this year. He's running against our Democrat governor, or our governor's running against him. And so it's going to be a very, very tight race and could be an upset in the Senate. So we're really hoping that Senator Daines can continue to work for us.
Extremely important. Really, you know, I know that's one race that Senator Kevin Cramer, our senator, has been very much active in. Same with Jason Lewis in Minnesota. Those are two key ones to keeping the Senate, Montana and a pickup in Minnesota. So you're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Now tell me more about the vitriolic reaction you're getting. I mean, you're doing a TV ad for Steve Daines. You're speaking for the president, and you're getting like nasty grams or what?
Oh, my word. Yes. From all over the country, from Hawaii and East Coast, West Coast, some in Montana, but mostly out of state. It's really sad, definitely. It's actually kind of scary. There were some threats and stuff, too. So we, just are keeping our eye out. We've got our local police department is going to go and check on our employees. We have 12 locations in this area, so they're kiosks. So they're going to just kind of drive by today and make sure our staff feels comfortable just because of the negativity. It's sure sad. Nobody should feel nervous to go to work because their boss is speaking about something, whether they agree with it or not, you know.
I don't know. Well, I do know, I guess. Look at Wisconsin. Look at Minneapolis. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. Look at, you know, look at the things that have happened and the vitriolic, just sick hatred that's there. I mean, somebody speaks at a Democratic National Committee. I don't think to say, I'm going to go say something nasty to them. You know, I mean, like, well, what in the world? It's just like crazy.
I cannot imagine looking up somebody and attacking them for their stand. It's really sad. And again, that's what I think about this election. That's such a big deal. I would hate to see what's happening in Portland and Minneapolis to be the norm for our country. I would, it makes me sad. I turn on the news and it's hard to believe that it's real.
No kidding. By the way, any of those antagonists probably should know that your husband is a Marine and retired peace officer.
Right.
So yeah, you got a pretty good bodyguard right there, right?
Yeah, I'm very grateful for that.
Don't mess with Shane. That's for sure. So tell me a little bit about you talked last night about the concern of a business owner after the coronavirus. The customers go away. What are you going to do? Walk us through what you felt and how the relief programs have helped.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely a scary time. I was actually at Metro Park. I'm not sure if you're familiar. That's our largest event center in Montana. And we were working a basketball tournament It was a three-day state aid basketball tournament, and at 9:01 p.m. after working about 12 hours, they told us that we needed to evacuate the building and not come back. And I had just had 80 gallons of milk delivered that I had to remove after that long workday, and I lost thousands of dollars just from that last day of that tournament alone. So it was very real to me very, very quickly that I wasn't going to be able to operate and work like I normally would. And then when we got the stay-at-home order in Montana, there was a day that we had a kiosk that had $13.25 in sales in 7 hours. So, you know, how long can you sustain that and continue to keep people at work? It was very scary, and I definitely just, you know, my faith was a big thing, and I just prayed about it, and I felt very clear that I needed to keep working if I wanted our country to continue to function, and I needed to employ people, and I needed to spend money if I could, as silly as that sounds. But I, you know, and so we were able to, that PPP was definitely no bailout. It wasn't like anybody got rich over anything. It's not like that at all. All it was just simply a lifeline to help keep that payroll going. We paid rent of thousands of dollars in locations that we were closed at. So that's scary too, but we were able to do that, thankfully, because of the PPP.
Fantastic.
And the local bank, huge. So the thing about the PPP that was so impressive was the partnership with the local bank. So I think that's where that program differed from like the EIDL and other programs. My local bank in Montana was amazing, Yellowstone Bank, and I've worked with them since I was 19, so 20 years of working with them and doing SBA documents. So we were all very familiar with it, and it was just a seamless process. It was everything it was intended to be.
Chris has a question or comment for Tanya. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Actually, your in-laws are neighbors with my grandpa. I saw your name last night, and I brought that up to my wife. I was like, I wonder if they're neighbors with wine races, but or related to wine races next to my grandpa. So, no, good to know, but you did a great job last night, and haters are going to hate, but just keep in mind the only time you draw a fire is when you're over target. You did a great job, and hold your head high. Just keep your head on a swivel. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Thank you.
I thought of another idea. You could put some of your martial arts employees in the kiosk for the Mountain Mud Espresso, too.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, I love the innovative entrepreneurship of great Americans like you and your husband, Tanya. Congratulations on speaking for the president last night and standing up as a business person for this administration. Appreciate you joining us very much. And next time we're in Billings, we're going to look up we're going to look up Mountain Mud, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
You too. Take care. Good to hear from you. Let me get squeezed to Fred and Wing here. You want to talk about last night? Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, we were out in Hayfield last night, and we were working on putting up some hay. We were listening to KFYR, and they had the Fox News radio, and they were trying to inform us. I never got to even hear that young lady was on, because the coverage of that Fox News radio on KFYR last night was absolutely terrible. They did things like the people would start talking, they would just get into something about bad about the Democrats or good about Trump, and then they'd go away, go to a commercial, and then they'd talk while the person was on there, and when they did put the people on there, now we got to go to commercial. I think what you were listening to is also
what was on television, because that's what they do. They sort of dip in and out of the actual speakers and give some commentary.
It was the Fox News radio version.
Yeah, the radio people were different.
Were they? Oh, okay.
Terrible. It was a different set of people. And yeah, it did kind of dip in and out very strangely at times. And
I just, one of the guys
is actually driving me crazy, too, because it's like, are you the token anti-Trumper in the equation tonight?
You know why President Trump...
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull with 16 ounces, 3 for $7.50. Jack Legs, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? I don't know what you got into there for bumpers today, but you're into kind of a genre there that has to...
Well, we have to mix it up a little bit. Yeah. Foo Fighters.
Yeah. He's into the Foo Fighters jar.
I just hit the shuffle button. I don't know what comes up here.
So I love the cartoon that had Mr. T come in and say, "You guys aren't fighting anybody. You're not Foo Fighters."
Yeah.
Go fight some foos.
Right. Anyway...
Scott's going, really? This has what to do with what? I have no idea.
It's lunchtime. That's what I'm going to start thinking about. Well, not quite. Well, it could be. Depends on what time you got up this morning. You know, so the way I look at it, when meatball dinner is being served as a special, that's at lunchtime anytime.
It's noon somewhere.
Yes, exactly right. That's what's up for lunch today in Harwood. PetroServe USA off I-29 at the Harwood exit. beefy noodle at the 12th Avenue Fargo I-29 location. If we head out west of Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Could be east for you, too, depending on what direction you're coming from. You know, nothing gets by me. That is the hot beef sandwich or the chicken pot pie in Valley City. And West Main Avenue, West Fargo, lasagna with garlic toast. Tuesday means double stamp Tuesday. Get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice today. And you might want to pick up on some of those August specials before August is gone, like the 3 for $7.50 Red Bull, the big 16-ouncers. Uh-huh, that's what I'm talking about. Or the Kenny's Gummies, only $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. How long would that last you, Kev?
Well,
Gummies, 2-pound bag, 15
couple minutes,
minutes 20,
maybe. Yeah, 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we have more of our run-through. I have somebody that wants to hear, I can't remember his name, I should, we've interviewed him before in the program, but it's the dad of the daughter.
Andrew Pollock.
Thank you. Andrew Pollock that was killed in the Parkland High School shooting, and he was amazing last night. So any others you want to hear a little clip of, let us know by text at 701-367-2054. For Todd, 701-226-8503, or call us at 800-228-0550. Dina Wiese is here of the North Dakota Ethanol Council. How are you, Dina? Nice to have you back.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, good to have you. I want to cover a couple of things on the program today. One is just the overall industry status, because we know this has been a challenging time for a lot of industries in North Dakota, but probably the toughest in the history of the industry this past spring. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely accurate, Scott. Definite challenges, as many industries seen with the COVID-19 pandemic, but, you know, demand just crashed. So, you know, a bit of recovery this summer as people started getting out and about again and started driving a bit more and, you know, hoping for continued increase in demand. But we are heading into winter, and we know what that means for driving, especially across the Midwest. But definitely hoping that it stays stronger for the foreseeable future here.
Unleaded 88 is the cheapest choice you find at the pump. Remember that. And, of course, you're helping Main Street, small towns, and the corn industry, the corn community, the farmers in our state that are corn growers as well, that are selling their corn to the ethanol plants as well. So remember that, ethanol 88, another choice, too, as you just do more traveling here. So there's also some different things happening to assist the recovery of ethanol, the loan guarantee program for the industry. Folks taking advantage of that, Dina?
Yes, they are. That was, you know, the state really stepped up. The ethanol industry worked with the Bank of North Dakota developing an ethanol recovery program, and then the Industrial Commission did approve that. It's a loan guarantee program for the industry, so, you know, no direct support, but definitely kind of bridge the gap for them. And, you know, hope that if any future federal relief programs come about that the biofuels industry would be included in those. They have not thus far. So, you know, for the sake of agriculture, which is very important to our state, as well as our ethanol producers, really pushing to get included in any future programs. And, you know, export markets remain important for the industry as well. So we continue to work with the North Dakota Trade Office to try to identify those opportunities as well.
What kinds of things are happening on the research front?
Yeah, you know, the ethanol industry continues to be innovative. It's a very, very young industry, but they're always looking for opportunities. So we continue to for diversification, really. I mean, they produce ethanol. They produce three things right now: ethanol, carbon dioxide, which are working on capturing to lower their carbon intensity scores to open up new markets, and then corn oil as well, which goes into the biodiesel industry. So they're always looking for that next opportunity, you know, alternative uses for ethanol. There's been a lot of talk about biochemicals, you know, nanofiber work, that type of thing, increasing the usability of each kernel of corn, which would stand to benefit not only the ethanol producers, but the farmers that are supplying those plants. And as you're aware of, Scott, we use around 50% of North Dakota's corn this year. That's going to be closer to that 90 to 100% with a decrease in acres. So, and then again, market opportunities for low carbon intensity scores. Several of our plants are looking at the carbon storage and sequestration project, which will can give them a competitive advantage in markets that want those cleaner fuels. So,
and that's one good thing about California. They love North Dakota corn ethanol in California. So we'll give them one good thing there. Also, not a lot of time to talk about this today, but on your calendar should be in October, looking for Pink at the Pump, the Unleaded 88 campaign to benefit the North Dakota Women's Way. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
Thanks, Dina. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.